What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit SincerelyAngieM.com. Hey, to all of my online shoppers or anyone looking to rack up some extra bucks, Rakuten, formerly Ebates, is the place for you. If you're shopping online, why not get cash back in the process? And if you're looking to make money on the side, all you have to do is refer a friend. When they spend their very first $25, they'll get $10 free and you'll get paid for referring them. Who doesn't like free money? You can get paid with a big fat check or you can get paid through PayPal. You can find a link to get started in the show notes, or you can always visit SincerelyAngieM.com under the promo tab. Happy shopping, and let's start racking. Dear education, so in honor of it being graduation season, I figured that I should finally do the episode on education. I've been wanting to do this episode for a very long time. It was on my list of podcast episodes when I very first started podcasting. So this was in 2018. I had it on my list, so I can finally scratch it off now. But I have today with me our favorite resident podcast guest, DJ. Welcome, DJ.
Good morning, Sincerely Angie.
You're gonna keep on with it.
I just love it. I have to say Sincerely Angie.
Oh my goodness. Well, today we're going to talk about education, and I think that you are well-versed in that topic, so let's get into it.
Well, education, I think, very key because it's something that can't be taken away from you, but everybody's journey to that education is different.
It is.
So one of the things that we've got to recognize that the key and the importance of the education and how do we go about getting it so that it can help us along our journey. For myself, it was instilled in me that, hey, you are going to college. That's what it was. And so there was the support of my family when it came to college selections. I was also support of my family to go beyond just the undergraduate thing, to go to grad school. So for me, it kind of sticks home that, hey, this was the route that I've taken. And I think that it was really instilled because my parents knew that there was a resource that needed that we were going to need in order to be effective. Now, saying all of that does not necessarily mean everybody's going to go to college. So
definitely
let's go ahead
not.
On and get that out of the way right now.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, education is more than just classroom. It's more than just, hey, I went to college. Education
yes.
could be certifications.
Yeah.
Education could be on-the-job training.
Mm-hmm.
Education could be a number of things. And so we've just got to find out, you know, for ourselves, you know, what's going to work for
right,
us.
For
you know?
Us.
What may work for Sincerely Angie may not necessarily work for me, and vice versa. But at the same time, we could still. And one thing we left out is educating and learning from one another. We forgot that part.
Oh, yeah. That's to come. That's down the pipeline. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess today's episode is specifically for college. I guess since we all pretty much went to grade school, middle school, then high school. Not everybody graduated high school. Most people did go to grade school and middle school, and now they're merging those two together. So you just really have grade school. It's just K through 12 or K through 8. It's not the K through 5 and then 5 through, it's not that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're going to speak specifically about college.
Okay.
I always have to take my time with that word because it'll come out like that in statistics. It just will come out like trash. Anywho, so I do believe that education is important regardless of what type of education you're getting. Like you said, it could be a trade that you're going to get. And it doesn't have to be a 2-year or 4-year college, because a lot of people get it twisted and think that you have to go to college. And that's what everybody is pushing on you, to go to college and then come out of college with debt. That is not what everybody is pushing. The unfortunate situation is that we do go to college and come out with debt,
mm-hmm.
but it's only because we have not been financially put in a position to either pay for school out of pocket or no scholarship. So we do have to get those loans, and some of us do qualify for grants. But with me personally, for my situation, I got grants for the first 2 years,
mm-hmm.
well, the first two semesters. And then after that, I had to get loans because I didn't want to start, stop after that because the grants, they were no longer available for me. I didn't qualify or something, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I had to get loans, which I never wanted loans. That's why it took me so long to go back to college because I wanted to be able to pay for it myself because I heard the horror stories of college being this thing where you were going to have to either come out with student loan debt, and I did not want that. Mm-hmm. I ended up with it anyways, but walking across the stage was my reward, and I would pay X amount of dollars to do that again.
And that's important because we're not. Historically, sometimes we were not able to just kind of cut a check and for the two-year, four-year situation. But you know what? One of the things that that we do have in common is that, you know, I came out with some debt as well. But for me, it was personal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk about this thing because I've heard you talk about this on other podcasts. There's a thing called good debt and there's a thing called bad debt.
Yeah.
And so for me, because I saw it as an investment in myself, it was a good debt.
Yeah.
You know, it was something that was going to enable me to do something. It was like an ends to a mean. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I came out. Thank God that debt was actually paid off. However, went back to the well when I went to grad school. But nevertheless, you know, I know what it's like to pay off that debt. Again, going back to the individual, what is it that you want to do? What is it that you deem important? Mm-hmm. And what will you do in order to complete whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish?
So earlier you said that it was not an option for you. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about that? Like for your kids or mm-hmm. for your child or whatever your situation is, mm-hmm. if your child said they did not want to go to college, is that an option? Like how do you feel about it mm-hmm. being pushed on you? Mm-hmm. And then versus how would you operate if your child said they did not want to go to college?
Well, for me, it was a different era.
That's true, too.
Different era. So, you know, at that time, that's what was pushed. You know, this is what you're going to do. And so I don't regret it. I actually thank my mom and my dad, my grandmas. I actually thank them for pushing me in that manner. Mm-hmm. However, I'm taking a different approach with my kids. Now, something has to be done. The option of doing nothing
It's not an option. Yeah.
You can't, because to me, whether or not it's college, whether or not it's trade school, or whether or not it's certification, something has to be attained and accomplished in order to make sure that you're making a contribution. I'm not raising people to not make contributions. So if I'm going to make a contribution, and me myself as a parent, I don't mind investing. And I tell my kids that all the time. Hey, I'm making a great deal of an investment in you, and I expect the return on my investment, just like my mom expected.
ROI.
ROI. And so I won't force it upon them, but we'll have a discussion.
Yeah.
And the discussion will be about the pros and cons, and the discussions will be about, okay, what do you see yourself as a person? You know, what do you think? And so, yeah, I'm kind of steering them toward that. But at the same time, I realize that when I'm steering them, it can't be for dad.
Yeah.
That's who it can't be. It's got to be because you see that there's a benefit in doing it and that, hey, it's an instrument that's going to be able to get you somewhere where you want to go.
Right. I agree. Well, that's good. That's good that, you know, you say is you're not going to force it upon them, but they have to do something. Something has to come out of it. Like, if you're not going to college, you have to have some type of idea. You can't just sit around, basically. There is no stagnant or any, complacency going on around you. There's no mediocrity. It has to be, I gotcha. So if they were to just graduate high school and then become an entrepreneur, you would be fine with that. But they can't just graduate high school and then just
pack it in.
Yeah.
No. I would love, matter of fact, I have that conversation with them already about concerning entrepreneurship. I want my kids to have a sense of ownership.
Yeah.
Now, again, what is the college there for? What is the education there for? It's just a tool.
It is.
It is. And we've got to see it in it, you know, because think about it. There are tools that we have that we don't use.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people who go to college or who are career college people,
Yeah. Are
you really using the tool?
Yeah.
And then there are tools that we use. And so for me, it's like, okay, college is going to be a tool because that tool is one whereby you're getting educated, you're establishing relationships, you are making connections with individuals, just like entrepreneurs do. Entrepreneurs are establishing relationships and they're making connections in order to do some things. They're building some things. So I want my kids to be in a building mode,
Yeah. In
an ownership mode. So yes, as you said, to do nothing, it's not an option.
I gotcha.
But, you know, hey, entrepreneurship, or you want to be an employee, And but you better be the best employee.
Yeah.
It's got to be something. It can't just be nothing.
There is definitely, I mean, with everything that goes on in the world nowadays, and because of COVID-19, we have seniors who are graduating virtually, and this is new for us. So this is dedicated to basically the seniors and stuff. I want everyone to know that, yes, it's a trying and hard time. This, I hope this is not the new way of life, because mm-hmm. walking across the stage is priceless. Like, there's no better feeling than hearing your name on the loudspeakers and seeing your family in an audience rooting for you, cheering you on. But a lot of people tend to talk about college and the debt that you get after college. Like, you would be stupid to sign up for that. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it at all. I think that going to college, although I didn't go right after high school, I should have, but that wasn't my path. That mm-hmm. That's not the journey that I took. And I'm grateful for where I did go after school and how everything worked itself out, because that's my story. It built character in me. So I think that college is that buffer. It is that thing that gets you from childhood to, hey, this is what adulthood is going to be like. Because, you know, in high school and in middle school, they are basically there grooming you, and they check on you. Did you do this and did you do that? When you go to college, it's either you did it or you didn't. Nobody's checking up on you saying, hey, did you remember? No, they're not. That's not it. Like, so you get that first test or that first taste of adulthood where it's like nobody's checking on you to make sure you did your homework. Mm-hmm. You either gonna take this quiz or this test and pass, or exam or midterm and pass or fail. That's it. Nobody's gonna say, okay, well maybe you can do this. Now, you do have some professors and teachers that will give you some options to kind of get your grades back up. That's that real life push you need that college gives you. And I don't think that people should pay tens and twenties of thousands of dollars just to get that. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that there should be some type of education that comes after high school, because there's a lot that you don't learn in high school. They don't teach you about the things that you'll need in real life. Mm-hmm. College is going to do that, because mm-hmm. you have some people who are on scholarships. Their funds are short, so they have to find a way to balance college and then work so that they can make a living. They can have a living, you know, not be just ramen noodling it out.
Yeah, I know about that.
And then you have, you know, the people who are, they have the grants and the loans, and they have the financial aid to get them through, and then parents that's supportive that can help them. Mm-hmm. But they also still got to learn that discipline of, I need to do these assignments, I need to study, you know. So it's a lot that comes with college, not just that debt that everybody likes to talk about. So yeah. Me personally, I would encourage my family or friends or kids or whoever to go to college just to get that experience, just to get that extra bit of knowledge. And they don't necessarily have to go to college. Let me say that, because there are multiple ways you can learn. There are so many videos on YouTube where there are actual teachers who put content out there that you can learn from. So you don't have to go and pay and get that debt. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's more so for like adults, not mm-hmm. necessarily kids, just because I think that they should really get that college life experience. But there are so many ways that you can learn things. There are 16-hour courses or something. Like, there are a lot of things that you can do.
Yeah, which comes all full circle back to, you know, what's it for you and the person. All of our journeys are going to be different.
Absolutely.
And you've just spoken that, you know, and the beautiful thing about it is this, that you took the journey.
Yeah.
See, sometimes people don't take the journey. You know, they're apprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
They heard a whole lot of horror stories. And so they will allow people on the outside who
yes.
may not necessarily be a part of the journey,
yes.
or who may not be ones who are experiencing it. And, you know, yeah, because I like to call those people on the outside Monday morning quarterback, and they can always tell you what you should have done or why you shouldn't have done this. And then you ask them, okay, well, then pull out your resume, and you'll find out that they did absolutely nothing. So it sounds like they really just want you to do absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has to understand that, hey, my pathway or my journey is going to be different. And so what am I doing to build myself along that way? And you just spoke to it. Hey, am I going to take the 16-hour non-credit course?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Am I going to take the certification because I only need a certification to get into this particular position, or I need this certification in order to entrepreneurially get this contract?
Right.
So you've got to be able to understand, okay, what you're trying to do and what's your thing. College may not necessarily be that, but of course, I would not rule it out. One of the things that we fail to do is we fail to put information before ourselves
yes.
in order to make a sound decision.
Decision, right.
And because you want to go on what somebody else did, and that may not necessarily be for you. Mm-hmm. So do your research. Do your research.
Yes.
Ask, talk to people. Go sit in some classes. In some of these classes, you can go sit in
yes.
And just kind of get a feel for, okay, what happens at this level, mm-hmm. you know? So, again, there's no excuse for not getting the education. So we celebrate those who get education. And here's the other thing. You got to realize that as a people, there have been so many years that people, our forefathers, were denied education.
Yes.
So for you not to take it upon yourself to at least try to assert yourself and try to get an education for those who came before you, who slaved, who labored, who did not have the opportunity because it was not given to them and they had to do things underhanded. And when I say underhanded, meaning in secret so that they wouldn't be reprimanded or so that family members wouldn't be maimed. Come on. That says something to your ancestors, but that also says something about the character that should be on the inside of you.
Yeah.
So when we talk about the education thing, I'm a proponent of it because it is the key. Now, somebody will always say, well, this person didn't go to school and they were successful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're talking about only a part of the journey. Can we read the entire book or can we travel the whole journey? Because anybody who did not go to school did something. They got a mentor. Somebody educated them. They didn't just kind of put themselves in position to be successful. And I recognize that we have a number of those individuals that we see in everyday news who will say, well, I went to school and then I dropped out. I don't care. Along the way, some type of education had to have gotten. You had to have developed some type of talent in order to take it there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, listen, let's not kid ourselves. We need the education.
Absolutely. You need
it. And of course, it is a part of your success. It is supposed to be a part of your journey. Look at every single individual who's been successful, and they may not all have the same education or they may not all have taken the same path, but I guarantee you, at some shape, form, or fashion, they were educated about something.
Absolutely. I agree. I think, and like I was getting ready to say before you said it, I was going to say research. That is the theme of this podcast. Like, I should have called it Sincerely Angie Research, because I say that in almost every episode. You have to do your research. So, yeah, you can hear somebody say Oprah Winfrey didn't go to college mm-hmm. or Beyonce didn't go to college, but they have been educated in some way, shape, or form. And I don't know if Oprah didn't or did not go to college.
She did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably should cut that out. But that, you know, I'm just trying to say you don't necessarily know what all they did. Yes, they may be a part of the headline,
mm-hmm.
but look at that article and really see what she did in that process. Like you said, got a mentor, and I am an advocate for getting someone who knows more than what you know in a specific area.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow somebody. Get behind somebody who does not know what you know and then go from there. But you can't just write it off as, I don't need to go to college to get that, because there's so much more to college than that. And one thing for me is I was nervous about going back to college after it was like 12 years since I had graduated. And I was nervous because I'm like, am I going to have the time and the discipline to do homework? I mean, do assignments and stuff like that. Am I really going to do that in my 20s? Like, do I feel like that is? And I'm like, you know, I prayed for this. Mm-hmm. I prayed for the perfect schedule, and the perfect schedule presented itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, and I made a promise. I said, if I can get an 8-to-4 schedule, Monday through Friday or whatever, I'll go to college. And that's what I did. So mm-hmm. I had to go. And then I got there and I did better in college than what I did in high school. I asserted myself more. I was more intentional. I had a better grade point average in college than I did in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it really is about the journey. And education is important. Me personally, I do feel, like I said earlier, everybody should have an education of some sort. I do not want whoever I'm going to spend, if you're an entrepreneur and you don't have that college experience, not experience, that if you don't have an education, not college, let mm-hmm. me say that. If you are an entrepreneur and you do not have an education, I'm very leery of what I can trust you with. Like, not saying that you're completely dumb,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, how can I trust that this contract is legit if you don't know the difference between there, and there? You mm-hmm. know, how can, you know, it's just some things just kind of stick out like a sore thumb to me. And that's not me being fully judgmental. It's mm-hmm. just kind of like, okay, I need to make sure you know what you're doing as a business person if you don't have these certain credentials.
Right.
And not that you have to have any degrees behind your name,
mm-hmm.
but I need you to have at least some understanding of something, because a lot of people nowadays, they're having these LLCs and these businesses,
mm-hmm.
but they can't tell you how to spell anything, you know, and it's just like, I don't know.
Right.
And I know that sounds weird. I know it does. I can admit that. Ooh. It sounds weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like I'm being judgmental, and I think that everybody needs to have an education. It's more so that I think that you should not settle for less. Yes, it's not for everybody, mm-hmm. but why not push yourself to see if you can do it? Don't just shut yourself out before even seeing, let me see if college is for me. When I went back, I saw so many older people like in their 50s and mm-hmm. 60s that were in college, and I just, my heart smiled because right. I'm like, that's big of you to come back and sit in this environment mm-hmm. where there are 18 and 19 year olds
right.
and you're doing this thing, trying to accomplish something. So,
well, I think that's key. You know what? But what happens is sometimes situations and circumstances will cause you to make those decisions and stuff like that. Things in people's lives will change. And so what'll happen is they have to be able to adjust. And that's what education will do for you. It allows you to be able to adjust to certain situations. Now, you were saying about the judgmental and not trying to be so hard with anybody, but there has to be a level by which we establish when we're working with one another that we're both talking the same language. And the thing about it is, if somebody's not talking your same language, or if somebody's not willing to meet that level at where you are when we're talking about doing business or doing some type of transaction together, then you have every right to critique that. Nobody wants to be in a relationship or in a business partnership whereby somebody's not holding up their end of the bargain. Mm-hmm. So of course we're not going to be judgmental, but we are going to scrutinize.
Yeah.
And that has to be. And think about it, when you scrutinize, it works both ways.
Yeah.
So certainly you want to make sure that, hey, this contract is up to par, and certainly you want to make sure that the person is educated. I like to call it this: whether it's college, whether it's trade school, whether it's certification. After you get those things, I need to see a body of work.
Yeah.
Because we can't go further in terms of, if we're talking business relationship, mm-hmm. we can't go any further until I see a body of work.
Well, you know, some people, I don't mean to cut you off, but some people will say, they'll say something like, well, that's what I got lawyers for. And that's what I got an administrative mm-hmm. assistant for. Or that's what I got an accountant for. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm here for. My name is on the building. Mm-hmm. Some people will say that.
And you know what my response to that is? You're one who will abdicate your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You're abdicating your responsibility because you have these people who are on payroll and on staff. But you know what? There have been a number of people who have relinquished control and have been taken to the cleaners.
So the thing about it is this.
Guess what? You may have those individuals on payroll and they're hired to do that, but I want to be involved in every aspect of the business. Because what if you are doing something, and if I don't have a checks and balance in place, what if the person that I have employed for me is doing something that I don't agree with?
Right.
And then I've already signed off on it because, you know what? After all, that's who I have. That's what they're there for.
Right.
No, they're there to be able to offer their expertise, but they're not there in order for you to relinquish your responsibility.
Yes, yeah. I agree. You put that perfectly. Mm-hmm. Like that, me personally, and you may know or you may not know, I am not a control freak. Or I need to be in control of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know. You can't, there's nothing, like even with this podcast, and I've talked to you about this before, like if there comes a time where I will need a manager,
mm-hmm.
that manager, we're going to have a really great relationship, because I don't want you just speaking on my behalf. You have to really know me to, I'm going to be involved. Like, so you could say, well, I already cut this deal for you. No, wait.
Yeah.
You know, we got to talk about this. I want to be involved. So I really get that. Mm-hmm. I do. And if you're somebody who is at the top and you pay these people who went to college mm-hmm. to do work your business, you should at least know how to do it if that person wasn't here. Can you balance your own books?
That's correct.
Can you read over this contract? Or can you generate this contract? Mm-hmm. Or can you... I want to know that you can do those things as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first thing some people will say, because I'm a comment person, so mm-hmm. if anybody posts something or if I read something, I check the comments. And mm-hmm. you do too. But in the comments, most times you'll see somebody saying, well, y'all wouldn't do that to the white person. You wouldn't go to Walmart and ask them to see their this, and you wouldn't go to this, but you'll do that to this person. And it's like, well, if this is a smaller company and I have more contact with the owner of the company, mm-hmm. then yes, I will. I can't mm-hmm. get to Walmart's owner. I can't ask Walmart's owner this particular question, mm-hmm. but I can ask you because you're right here.
Right. Well, people say that, you know, here again, when they say stuff like that in terms of saying, well, you'll do it to this, but you won't do it to that. And my answer and response always to that is, and how would you know whether I would do it to either or? here's my thing. I try to be as consistent, and I think we all want to be consistent in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I may not be able to get to the corporate offices of Walmart, but I sure can ask the manager what's going on, and I sure can ask the store manager, or I can ask the departmental manager, and I could also go to a smaller business and still scrutinize.
Right.
You're talking about my time, and you're talking about my resources that I'm getting ready to either share or I'm getting ready to utilize. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that comes with a certain amount of involvement.
Yeah.
It just does. And of course I'm mindful about doing business with our own, and I say with our own meaning African Americans. And I'm also mindful about doing business with any other ethnicity.
Yes.
But my standards don't change.
Yeah.
So matter of fact, whether I'm sitting at the table with African American, Caucasian, Latino, Asian American,
Korean,
anybody. My standards are going to be the same, and I'm going to ask questions. And if you don't want to ask questions, then if you don't want to answer my questions, then that tells me that maybe we should not be in business.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and I'm perfectly okay for getting up from the table, shaking hands and moving on to the next.
Yeah.
I myself have no problem with that. But again, education, if we go back to that, education gives you opportunity.
It does. It really does.
It gives you opportunity. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
You know, you want to be an employee, you want to be an employer, you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be a book writer, you want to be somebody who has a podcast and who's very instrumental in other people's development. It's about, okay, so what do you want to do?
Right.
A lot of times people just don't know what they want to do.
That is it. So I guess we'll be wrapping it up shortly, but mm-hmm. I have a question for you, and this just came to my head.
Okay.
Education or experience?
Both.
I knew you were going to say
that. That's right. And let me tell you why. And because we always clown about, you got to select one or the other. Let me tell you something. It's both. And the reason why, first of all, why must I choose one over the other? What if both of them are equally as important?
Right.
Or what if both of them are needed in order for what I'm trying to accomplish? So I would never give over to the one. Now, when you come out of school or when you come out of whatever educational setting, most of the time you'll run into this thing called need experience. Well,
yes,
okay, so now,
the worst.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. And so it's like, okay, at some point, somebody started somewhere.
Yes.
And also this experience that you're talking about, chances are if I bring the experience in there, you're going to dismantle some of that experience because that may not be to the ways and the culture of your company.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I think it's an excuse. There are ways to get around that word.
Yes.
Again, if you're able to produce a body of work and show that, hey, I may not have this particular experience, but if this is a business that has to do with dealing with people, here's my body of work when I have dealt with people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all I need to find out and know about is the product or the service that your company is going to be able to exchange with other customers. But when it comes to working with people, I know that. So, yeah, I need the education. I need to be mindful and trained in all those things in certain situations. But I also got to be able to make sure that that education is put to work so that I can develop the experience that's needed.
Yes.
So that's why I would take both.
Look at you. You flow with that. Were you ready for that question? Did you know that
I
was going to ask that?
I did not know
because
that.
I didn't even know. I heard you speaking, mm-hmm. and I'm like, experience. I'm like, okay, education or experience.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both equally important. That is mm-hmm. one situation where I would say both. Mm-hmm. I would really say both. And I'm usually a choose kind of lady. You got to choose with me.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say both because mm-hmm. I heard, and I talked about this before, I heard T.D. Jakes on a sermon, and he was saying he doesn't want somebody who's single telling him how to operate in his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I get that. I understand it. I'm not that person who's just oblivious to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. A single person cannot tell a married person something about being married if they have never been married.
Mm-hmm.
But just because they're single does not mean that they were never married.
Perfect.
It just means that they're single at this
mm-hmm.
point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you have to be really cautious with the things that people say because people take this stuff and they run with it, and
right.
it's like, but a single person can tell you something if they're close within your relationship and they see something that you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
So they may say, hey, you don't even hug that man, you don't
mm-hmm.
even kiss that man, what else do you expect? You
right.
know, and that's not coming from a hating place, that's
mm-hmm.
coming from an outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I see that is either wrong or lopsided or something
right.
like that. But I just think that you can have experience in something
mm-hmm.
and you can have education in something.
Right.
And
here's the thing. You say a great deal, but you know what? The reason why we say those things is because we're so guarded. You know, it's kind of like, well, this area over here, you stay away from it, scoop. But here's the deal. A single person really can tell a married person something. And so I know we're going to probably get some backlash from this.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Married a married couple, they're people.
Yes.
Let's get that straight. They're people, okay?
At the very core.
At the core, they're people. So as a single individual, if you can detect that, you know what? There's no sincerity, or you're not showing love. You don't need to be married in order to tell you that, guess what? Although I'm single, you're not showing love through your words and your actions aligning yourselves. I'm saying that from a single standpoint. So if I'm bringing that to your attention, that doesn't mean I need to be married.
Yeah.
And so the thing about it is, let's stop being so hung up on you've got to have this title in order to be able to make some type of contribution to my situation. Mm-hmm. No, as an individual, there's core things about us as individuals that translate into a successful marriage. Yeah. You can't have a successful marriage unless you have two successful individual people who know how to come together.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, it just goes back to we're so guarded.
Yeah.
We all, you know, I've seen this before. This is how I know it. Because when I listen to some of your other podcasts, and I know how you're really geared toward trying to educate people financially. And that's a passion of yours. And I love that passion. Now, some people could say, well, you know what? You didn't take the Series 72 or you didn't take the Series 6 test or the Series 7 test. And how are you able to talk about that stuff?
That
has absolutely nothing to do about it. Let's look at her body of work. Oh, yes. What has she accomplished? If we stop trying to get so caught up on the alphabets, and this is how it gets kind of skewed with education. You get the education and the folks think, well, you got all the alphabets behind your name, so you should know something. That's not necessarily so.
Yeah.
It means that, hey, they've gotten it, but what if they're not really applying it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're after. Education is for everybody, and it's based upon how you apply it.
Yeah.
Well, it's different settings of education. There is the college. There is a community college. There is certification. There is trade school. There is even military or what we call armed service. That's still education going on. The question is, what do you want?
Yeah.
But yeah, we get so tied up in the stuff and it's like, she can make contributions.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
And that's the thing. I was going to bring up that example with the finances. People, they would be quick to say, well, you're not a financial guru or you're not, where are your certifications in finances?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling somebody something about finances. And she was like, did you study that in school? No, I did not study that in school. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with the experience that I've had with finances. I've been up and I've been down.
Mm-hmm.
I have been back up. And I know how to say, okay, this is what I did. This is what I didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I did wrong. This is what I should have done. What I should have done.
Right.
This is what I could not have done. Or this, you know, there's plenty of ways for me to be able to say, hey, look, this is what I found out because I did my research and this is what I tried out and this worked, you know, so I can pass that information on. And most of the things that I do share financially, I've either done it, I've heard it done, I've seen it done, or I've encouraged somebody to do it and they did it successfully. So I'm able to say this works, that doesn't work, this works. And then what does not work for somebody else may work for somebody else. So
Correct.
I can easily say this is what I've done and it's Bible and you can try it and it doesn't work. But that's what worked for me. You know, so that you know, people are caught up in those titles, and I do get how some people get those alphabet behind their names and then they act like they're you know that but whatever they say is the end all be all. And then you have those people who they just kind of lay low and you find out what you find out about them. They're not really pushing those alphabets behind. It doesn't even matter.
Right. Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's a personal accomplishment.
Because,
I mean, I have the alphabets. But you know what? Most of the time, if you're talking to me, you would never know that I had them unless you asked. Because
I mean, you would know because you speak really well, but you wouldn't know the degree.
Yeah,
of,
you wouldn't know the degrees
of the
alphabet
that you have behind your name.
And the reason for that, for myself, is this. I'm personally trying to disarm you to let you know that once you find out that I do have this, that I'm still this individual who has put those alphabets in the proper context.
Yeah.
They're not in context by which they should be lorded over you. That's not it. Those are my own personal accomplishments. If you want to know about them, certainly I'll share. If it helps you, I'll certainly share. But the conversation is never going to be about, ooh, look at this. This is what I have. And, you know, to try to make somebody feel better. Because even in education, you realize that, hey, my accomplishments and my goals should not make you feel bad. And they're not there to make you feel bad. If they're there to encourage you, then fine, use it in that way. But at no point should my education be intimidating.
But you know what I think that stemmed from as you're saying that? I think it stems from our ancestors. And back in the days, there was this ideal that white people were smarter than black people. So because they were more educated. Mm-hmm. So that title stuck out. Mm-hmm. Oh, if you have an education, you act whiter. You're white because right. black people didn't have education. Mm-hmm. So we have to debunk that. We have to cut that off because that happened then. This mm-hmm. is now. Mm-hmm. Degrees and all of those letters and everything doesn't make you superior to someone else.
Correct.
Or, you know, it just means that you went to school mm-hmm. and you got some degrees mm-hmm. and your job may pay you more than what my job is, but mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that you're up here and I'm down there. That doesn't mean that at all.
By no means.
But I think that's that mentality from mm-hmm. our ancestors that put education way up there just mm-hmm. because it was foreign to us. It was not very...
That's a whole nother podcast.
It is.
That's a whole nother podcast.
I think that's where that comes from, though. You know, people feeling intimidated by somebody's alphabet and stuff like that. Because I could sit in a room with somebody who's a judge or mm-hmm. a lawyer or who's a doctor who's been in school 10, mm-hmm. 20 years, however long. Mm-hmm. And I can have a conversation. I may not know medical terminology, but I can still have a conversation with you.
Correct.
And I can sit and have a conversation with somebody who didn't finish the sixth grade because mm-hmm. I know people like that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Which makes Sincerely Angie a well-rounded individual.
There we go. There you have it. Those are our thoughts on education. Any final words, DJ?
Congratulations to every 2020 graduate, whether it is high school, middle school, college, anybody who got a promotion, congratulations to you. You know why? Because these were some uncertain times.
Yes.
And your character shone out because there was this thing called perseverance. And so you were able to persevere and you were able to do it. It is my hope that at some point you'll be able to walk across that stage physically and not just virtually. But until such time as this, let's not stop the party. Let's celebrate people. So we celebrate and salute all promotees, all graduates. We celebrate parents whose children have gone through, grandparents who have gone through. We even celebrate those who may be the first in their family to cross.
Family, yes.
So again, we're here to celebrate.
Absolutely. And in closing, knowledge is power. And what you do with that knowledge will give you power. So, hey, I encourage everybody, if you never thought about going to college, let this episode be some encouragement to you to just give it a try. Nothing beats a failure but a try, right?
Right.
Thank you, DJ, so much for coming back on. And I'm going to get you to drop that Sincerely part.
I can't. It's just like, you know what it's like? Peanut butter and jelly. Salt and pepper.
No.
Right?
It's just Angie.
It's just Angie?
Just Angie.
All right, Sincerely Angie.
It's just Angie, but I say it sincerely.
Oh, it's just so, Angie. So it's just Sincerely Angie.
Comma, Angie.
All right. I got a new one. Just Sincerely Angie.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.